Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, June 23rd, 2014, start of a brand new week here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. It's been a very interesting weekend. A lot of things happening on a lot of different issues. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, hand hovering over the telephone, waiting to swoop on down and grab it as soon as you call on in. We're going to start today with the Sonosoft saga. Now, we broke this story, actually, Reason.com broke this story Friday toward the end of our program, and we reported it on the air, where evidence had surfaced that the Internal Revenue Service had a contract with an outside company that backed up all their emails to make sure they were compliant with all the regulatory requirements for archiving and saving all of the email dealing with the official business of the Internal Revenue Service. And a lot of people were looking at this with extreme anger, mostly because Commissioner of the IRS, John Koskinen, had right to Congress just said, I'm not going to apologize, you know, what are you going to do? And that kind of attitude. A lot of people were very angry over this cavalier treatment of records by the same IRS that requires you to keep all your financial records for up to 7 years so they can come in and take a look whenever they feel like it. So this story basically came out. This was Peter Suderman broke the story at Reason.com. With the links and all of the information showing that, yes, there had been this relationship between the IRS and this company that did email archiving, which, by the way, Daryl Issa's committee and the other gentleman who's looking into this thing were unaware of. The IRS did not volunteer this information. It had to break over the Internet. Now, shortly after our show ended on Friday, the original article at Reason.com was taken down. When you clicked on the link, it produced a 404 file not found error. But, of course, by then it was too late. The original article was already duplicated all over the place. And with this story going viral across the net, somebody realized that there was no way to kill it, and the original post was restored to Reason.com later that same day. And the evidence is very compelling. There was a solicitation in the General Service Administration's own website showing that the IRS was contracting with Sonosoft in 2008. SmartProcure.us showed the IRS as being Sonosoft's top government customer in 2010. And Sonosoft's list of customers at their own website show the IRS is still a customer to this very day. So the head of the IRS was absolutely lying when he said, oh, email's gone, we're probably not going to get it back, you're just going to have to deal with it. Story over at Investment Watch blog, the Tea Party has issued a statement saying they're aware that the IRS has three email servers in three separate locations, along with the outside contractors storing the emails. Now, this morning, trying to get ahead of this story, the IRS came out with a statement saying that they had canceled the contract with Sonosoft just a few weeks after Lerner's computer crashed and lost all the emails. Okay? Now, if the IRS canceled the contract after Lois Lerner's email was lost, why didn't the IRS request those emails be restored before the contract ended? There's the big logic flaw. And second, knowing that they had lost emails when they ended the contract with Sonosoft, and knowing there are regulations saying that all email has to be saved, who did the IRS then award that contract to? Or did the IRS just decide to stop complying with the laws and hope for the best with a demonstrably faulty email server? Now, I am sure the head of the IRS is trying to think like a lawyer with all of this, just come up with a story that nobody's going to believe, but nobody can legally prove is a lie. But politics is perception, and how this is playing out with the American people is very different. Koskinen has jumped the shark with this latest one, and the American people are just absolutely convinced it's just more lies on top of more lies on top of more lies from a government and a financial system that will just lie constantly to get what they want. Now, Representative Steve Stockman has introduced a bill to Congress, and it's not going to go anywhere, but he's trying to make a point here. and it's called the Dog Ate My Tax Receipts Act, which would allow taxpayers to use the same lame excuse for the IRS. I'm, claiming $13 million in deductions. I'm sorry. I stored the receipts for all of this deductibles on my hard drive, and it crashed, and, you know, the backup tapes were recycled, and, you know, Carbonite failed, which it has actually done on occasion. And nobody's buying this one at all. Apparently, over in the congressional hearing, they made the observation that the missing IRS emails pretty much prove Obama was using the IRS as a weapon. And that was one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon. Now, my comment is the IRS is a weapon. It's used against every single American citizen and has been for 100 years to strip us of the proceeds from our labors and put that wealth in the pockets of the owners of the private central bank. And it is all based on a fraud. And that's the question everybody needs to be asking. If the IRS is lying now about the emails, then we may presume they've been lying about everything all along, down to and including the ratification of the 16th Amendment. Remember, prior to the 16th Amendment, there had been an attempt to impose a personal income tax in this country that was struck down by the United States Supreme Court on the basis of the prohibitions written into the Constitution. Now, those prohibitions are still there. The 16th Amendment didn't explicitly repeal those earlier provisions. And the rules by which the Constitution is amended require it to be internally self-consistent. Now, the White House response to all this is, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. Yeah, it's just a bunch of tinfoil hat wacko kooks out there on the internet. They have no idea what's going on here. You should trust us and don't trust them. That's basically about it here. All righty, moving on to the situation in Iraq. The Sunnis, the freedom fighters, the people of Iraq are making tremendous gains. They went through the Anbar province. It's now fully in the hands of the Iraqi people. They took four cities and two border checkpoints. The Iraqi troops, trained and funded by the United States, continue to retreat and continue to abandon their weapons and supplies and equipment. The Iraqi people succeeded in taking one of the border crossings they took was into Syria. This is a major strategic win because now it allows them to balance their forces back and forth between Syria and Iraq. The Sunni fighters are expanding their offensive in western Iraq. And there's an interesting article. It's a YouTube video we put up there. Everyone, you know, the corporate media is saying it's ISIS, ISIS, ISIS is the bad guy. They're the new Al-Qaeda. They're planning terror attacks. But ISIS accounts for only 5% of the Iraqi people fighting against the U.S. puppet regime in Baghdad. We're going to take a phone call here. Aaron in Nevada. Aloha, Aaron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, first off, it's ISIL. That's what they call it in the Middle East. I don't know what they're calling it in the mainstream media, but if you want to echo that, that's fine. Secondly, you are so wrong. I'm really surprised. You're usually really good, but on this freedom fighter concept, you're 100% wrong. And I want to say that to you publicly, and I can back it up with the facts.
Okay, we're waiting. Go.
Number one, Iraq is 65% Shia, and these are Sunni crazies. They're not representing the 65% of the majority.
Okay, well, let me hold it, hold it. You've got a problem in that Maliki wasn't representing the Sunnis to begin with. When Saddam Hussein, and even Tony Blair's finally admitting that we should have left Saddam Hussein where he was. Saddam Hussein ran a secular government where all religions were equal. So the Sunnis have a legitimate beef that the U.S. puppet regime in Baghdad was not representing them at all. And remember when Iran, the Iranian Revolution of 1979, that was a mixed Sunni-Shiite nation, but they united together in the common cause of kicking out the Shah of Iran. So to me, this does look like a replay of the 1979 Iranian Revolution. We have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What? Tired of the mainstream media lies, listening to Mike Rizzilli open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Fero, really having radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Iraq, and there's absolutely no question that one of Israel's goals for Iraq is to break it into three countries along sectarian lines in order to create three weak states that cannot challenge Israel's power over the region versus one large nation that is a significant threat. It's also the same reason Israel is flogging the U.S. government to send your kids over into Iran to smash that up into little tiny pieces, to balkanize it, the way the original Middle East was broken up originally, and now from Israel's point of view, they're not broken into tiny enough parts. But looking at what's going on the ground and how fast the Iraqi people are making gains, it looks like this has spun out of control. That was the original agenda. It's spun out of control. And over the weekend, Vladimir Putin pulled an absolutely brilliant move. He waited until the U.S. government and Obama had basically come down saying Maliki must go. And then Vladimir Putin offered complete support to Maliki. It is a brilliant move by the chess master. The U.S. has just lost control of Iraq and its oil here, because if Maliki stays and he's still in control of that southern part of Iraq where all the oil resources are, he will be in the Russian economic sphere, and Iraq's oil will be traded for currencies other than the U.S. dollar. If the Iraqi people, the Sunnis, oust Maliki, Russia still wins, because the Sunnis are not going to be agreeable to U.S. demands that their oil be sold only for U.S. dollars. Game, set, and match. The U.S. has already lost the war to control Iraq's oil and dictate what currency it will be sold for. Of course, the U.S. government might throw a tantrum and launch an all-out war with Russia, complete with obligatory false flag to start it in their blind fury. And they don't seem to be thinking calmly and rationally over there in the bowels of power in Washington, D.C. We're going to take a phone call here. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Just to let you know, pass on some information. I got an email that Ben Carson had claimed, he had made a comment that Obamacare was nothing more than modern-day slavery, but he's actually on a program called Midpoint. It's on the Dish Network. It's also on the other satellite system. I can't remember what it's called, but it's on channel 233. It comes on at noon, and they're going to repeat it a couple more times through the day. And basically, he's going to spell out the solution for the Obamacare. So I thought maybe you might want to record that yourself, watch it. Maybe you can give us a little commentary on tomorrow.
Okay, I'll take a look at that, or maybe we'll try and have Ben as a guest on the show here. So we're going to let you go and get on back to Iraq here. Now, Eric Margolis wrote an article called Back to Baghdad, and he is one of many voices who are out there saying after the complete botch-up of Iraq back in 2003, you would think the authors of that, all these people who are out there with their lies about nuclear weapons and attacks on Britain in just 45 minutes warning, would be hiding in shame, but they're not. They're out there brazenly trying to resell the same lies all over again. They were trying it the other day with ISIS or ISIL or whatever they're calling themselves, having taken possession of Saddam's sarin gas factory, which they then had to turn around and admit. It's an empty building. It was empty in 2003. It's empty now, and there's really nothing in there. They're already out there hyping that ISIS or ISIL is going to come to the U.S. and they're going to cause acts of terror. They're already here. They're hiding under your couch cushions. They're inside your dish cabinet waiting to do evil things to you here. And basically, Margolis is out there saying that all of these people, Dick Cheney's out there John McCain saying, you know, we got to go back into Iraq. We got to go back to Iraq. Well, my suggestion here at this point is we grab everybody who thinks that there has to be more war on the Middle East. Let's give them all rifles and parachutes, load them on a plane and drop them in. But leave our kids at home because far too many have been killed and crippled in these wars started with lies, fraud, and deception. And then to have the ones who survive combat with injuries come back and be so maltreated by the VA. Nobody can support new wars, which is why we're hearing all this warning about, oh, they're going to commit acts of terror. There's going to be a new 9/11. Well, we already know the original 9/11 was a complete hoax and a fraud. Article out of RIMF.com, Democracy and the Debacle in Iraq. And they're talking about how already the U.S. is sending it advisors and how these advisors might be used to try and drive ISIS, ISIL back into Syria and obediently send them after Syria's President Assad. Or can they be used to undermine Iran? They're trying to take control of this utter chaos and direct it against the U.S. enemies, Syria and Iran. Was only a year ago that John McCain, who's out there screaming for attacks on ISIS, was photographed with them. And he told reporters they were freedom fighters. So they're just switching back and forth. You know, Al-Qaeda is good when they're going after the people we don't like, and Al-Qaeda is bad when they're going after the people we do like here. And again, getting on back to the story here, Investment Watch blog, ISIS attack on America, final plans for Islamic New World Order. They're out there. They're really pounding on this thing that if we don't invade Iraq, there will be massive acts of terror all across Europe and the United States of America. Well, fool me once and so forth. If there is a big bang, it will not be from the people of Iraq because common sense has to say, you know, we just want our country back and we're not going to do anything to the U.S. or Europe that would justify them sending in another full-on invasion because we've been there, done that, don't want the T-shirts. I mean, somebody even sent me a video where supposedly somebody claiming to be ISIS was out there screaming that Islamic law says our fighters are allowed to rape all the women. Well, even if they actually believe that, and I don't think they do, they certainly wouldn't put it on video. This is another one of those ginned up propaganda stunts. Remember the stolen Kuwaiti incubators? This is just more of the same. They're trying to find anything that is going to convince you to fling your children back onto Iraq for Iraq War, the sequel. This time we'll get it right. Now, turning up to the other disaster in making, already the junta in Kiev has gone back on their word for the week-long unilateral ceasefire that was announced by Poroshenko. It was declared operational Friday at 10 p.m. local time, and already the Ukrainian forces are now shelling eastern Ukraine, especially around the town of Lugansk. So it appears that all Poroshenko wanted to do was get everybody on these to take a deep breath, sit down and relax, and be unprepared for the renewed onslaught. Apparently, in the Donetsk region, railroad tracks were blown up as a freight train belonging to Russian railways was passing by. 14 freight cars were derailed. Nobody injured or killed. Who do you think did that? Well, I don't think it was the eastern Ukrainians. I think it was Kiev, and they're trying to find some way they can provoke Russia into some kind of an overt act that would allow the United States to escalate the Ukrainian situation into a full-on war with Russia. Because that's the only thing that they think is going to stop the ruble from displacing the U.S. dollar. The humanitarian disaster in southeastern Ukraine, which is a direct result of the U.S. covert overthrow of the elected government last January, is now 18,000 Ukrainians who have left their homes, been forced from their homes, and crossed into Russia, many of them now being granted refugee status by the Russian government. Now, the EU has announced they're going to send a Kosovo-style mission to the Ukraine. And if you remember how well that worked in Kosovo, you realize it's really not going to do much of anything this time around here. Dianne Feinstein is out there pre-selling the false flag. There will be plots to kill Americans. I've seen the plans. Well, really? Are you in on the planning committee, Dianne? All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices and a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. And I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently, Daryl Issa has come out saying there's no question Lois Lerner acted on the basis of Obama's opposition to certain conservative groups and certain political enemies. Now, he's stopping short of saying Obama directed it. That's why they want the emails. And by the way, you remember the story about the visitor logs? That's another aspect of this case a lot of people need to keep in mind. The White House is supposed to keep a public list of all visitors in the White House. Now, during the government shutdown, the White House took down the visitor lists for that period of time from the White House website. And after the shutdown was over, people said you need to put it back up. Public interest groups wanted to get those visitor logs to find out who from the IRS had gone to the White House, when and how often. And the White House went to court to keep those lists, which are supposed to be public records, secret. All right. Moving on down to Lebanon, the U.S. is offering full support for the Lebanese fight on terrorism. In other words, they're going to start providing weapons to garrison Lebanon's border with Syria. This is not going to sit very well with Israel, which is still lusting to invade Lebanon and seize that Litani River. It's all uncoordinated. They're in total defensive reactive mode here. And these policies are conflicting with each other, and that's why it's all falling apart. Meanwhile, Kerry has affirmed U.S. support for the Egyptian junta that ousted the elected Egyptian President Morsi, and they are now sending $572 million in aid to the junta in Cairo to maintain control over those pesky Egyptians who think it ought to be their country. It's amazing how the federal government can just come up with all this money, $500 million here, $500 million there, and we can't feed and house our homeless veterans, can't keep our roads repaired. Apparently in Egypt, journalism is now a crime. Three Al Jazeera reporters were sentenced to prison terms between 7 and 10 years for reporting on wrongdoing by the Cairo junta. Now, turning back over to Syria, Russia does not support imposing an embargo on supplying weapons to Syria. Now, Russia's position is you could embargo the Syrian government, but there's no way to enforce an arms embargo on the armed opposition. Well, of course, that's exactly what the United States wants. They want Syria blockaded from obtaining any more weapons, even as the U.S. smuggles more weapons into Syria through Turkey. They're still trying to turn that Syrian situation around. That's why they trained and funded ISIS or ISIL or whatever they're calling themselves to use against Assad. And now it's turned back against Iraq. This is called blowback. And blowback is the term of craft from when a badly thought out foreign policy explodes in the U.S. government's face. And that's exactly what's going on here. Meanwhile, Benjamin Netanyahu is once again stamping his feet and rolling around on the ground and pounding the carpet with his fists about the possibility that Obama might work with Iran to try and calm down the situation in Iraq. He's absolutely very unhappy that that's going on. Meanwhile, Israel's taking advantage of the world's focus on Ukraine and Iraq. To basically escalate their war against Syria and the Palestinians. Apparently, Israel has been bombing the Golan Heights. They're claiming somebody fired a bottle rocket over the border at them, and they send in the airstrikes. They've killed 10 Syrian troops in the Golan Heights area. And a lot of people are wondering, has Israel just cranked up World War III with this airstrike inside Syria? There are way too many leaders of too many countries right now who see all-out bloody global war as their best option to hang on to the power and wealth they've accumulated. All righty. The Daily Mail is reporting Hitler's secret millions. Nazi leader dodged so many million pounds in tax and charged a royalty for his image to be used on stamps. Well, who cares? Okay, Hitler was dead and gone long before I was born. What they're doing is they're wagging Hitler at us again. Anytime Israel's going to go out and commit atrocities and war crimes, you can count on the Western corporate media to wag the Nazis at us. And my wife and I were noticing on the cable channels over the weekend, it was all these World War II Nazis bad movies, Bridget Remagen and Hitler's Secret Temple and all this other stuff. They're just flooding it on there. And it's like a flashing neon sign when they start loading on that old World War II stuff and recycling that. You know they're getting ready to do something really ugly. And, of course, they've finally arrested and charged the last surviving Nazi they can find, Johann Breyer, 89. And he's charged with complicity in murder in Auschwitz. Okay? Now, what that means is they can't actually show that he actually ever killed anybody. Complicity in murder is just saying, well, if we can place you at Auschwitz, then you're guilty by association. And they're trying to make a big case out of that because the last one they had, Demjanjuk, passed away waiting for his trial. So they couldn't get any PR value out of that here. Israel has announced they're going to double the number of Palestinian administrative detainees. Now, administrative detainee is Israel speak for we're going to grab you and lock you up even though we can't actually show you've done anything. But it's just a way of inflicting punishment on the families of these people who are grabbed and locked up. Now, they've already arrested 400 Palestinians ostensibly to find these three kidnapped teens. They've already killed more Palestinian children in the airstrikes than these three missing teens. Frankly, I think if you want to find those three missing Israeli teens, you should start looking at the four-star hotels in Tel Aviv. Because this thing reeks of being another Israeli false flag. Faking an atrocity and then using that to go out and commit real atrocities. And I'm not the only person saying that. Christopher Bolin is out there saying, yeah, this just feels like a false flag. It's just another one of these lies. And I think the world is finally coming to realize that throughout all of modern history, that's how we're controlled and ruled, through lies, fraud, deceptions, and illusions and hoaxes to keep us going where the money junkies want us to go here. Prime Minister Netanyahu probably has not earned any points there. He was out on a TV conference, NBC Meet the Press, basically insulting U.S. Christians for daring to join the boycott and divestment sanctions movement against Israel for their crimes in Palestine. Netanyahu even said, you know, all you Christians, you ought to come to Israel and see the truth for yourself. Well, I would suggest to all you Christians, you need to go to Gaza and the West Bank and see the truth for yourself. Speaking of atrocities here, apparently there was a funeral being held for one of the Palestinians that have been killed by the Israeli army in this supposed search for these three kids. And they were holding a funeral for this dead Palestinian in Ramallah, and the Jewish settlers, aided by the IDF, attacked the funeral. I mean, can you think of anything more insulting? I mean, those of you old enough to have lost friends and family and you've had to go to the funeral, and can you imagine you're at the funeral saying goodbye to somebody, and all of a sudden these illegal settlers from the illegal settlements come in and start throwing rocks at you? Now, recently, again in Ramallah, the IDF raided and pretty much trashed Russia Today's office. And, of course, Russia Today came back and said, why are you doing this? We're a legitimate press organization. And the IDF backed off and said, oh, no, no, we're not targeting Russia Today, but PAL Media, which cooperates with Hamas, and you share the offices. And, you know, that's why we went in there, and it was just unfortunate that Russia Today was there. Well, the problem is PAL Media does not provide any services to Al-Aqsa, and it's in a completely different building. So once again, Israel's just doing what Israel wants to do, and they lie about it. And if you don't believe the lies, they scream that you're an anti-Semite and a Jew hater here. Now, over in Poland, this is a diplomatic whoopsie. Apparently, there was a leaked conversation. We were talking about last week how the Polish foreign minister is saying ties with the U.S. are completely pointless. And apparently, in private, he went even further and said, basically, it's like oral sex. You know, we're giving the U.S. oral sex and we get nothing back in return. Which I think is a very apt description for what's going on and what the U.S. is doing. But it looks like Poland is definitely moving out of the U.S. sphere of influence as well. All righty, we're coming up here on another commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about illegal immigration. This thing is really beginning to explode, and there is a new and very alarming dimension that I think is going to take a lot of you by surprise. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Latest Gallup poll, only 7% of Americans approve of Congress, but thanks to the miracle of electronic voting machines, we can count on most of those people keeping their jobs come November. Now, I want to talk about this illegal immigration thing. There's a new dimension opening up on it we need to be aware of. First of all, Investment Watch blog was reporting how Michelle Obama says Barack's number one goal is illegal immigration. I don't want to tell the president how to do his job, but I think there are more pressing issues facing the people of the United States of America, like the economy, like the wars, the collapsing infrastructure. But Obama, I guess he's doubled up on his antidepressants or something, illegal immigration, that's his number one goal now. Biden is out there saying that the illegals should be allowed into the United States of America because if they have a credible fear of harm in their home country, well, that immediately equals granting of asylum. Now, we're talking about this flood of illegals coming over the border, a lot of them unaccompanied children. Not all of them are elite children. Some of the ones being called children are actually young men approaching military age. And it turns out the Department of Homeland Security put out a bid for a vendor to handle 65,000 unaccompanied minors last January. Last January, the DHS was saying by summer we're going to have 65,000 unaccompanied minors coming into the country. How did they know? Now, apparently down at the border, the federal government is now restricting access from the U.S. corporate media. Not just the independent media, the corporate media. They're saying it's, you know, safety concerns. We're concerned about safety. No, what they don't want is actual video or photographic documentation of this flood of immigrants just coming through the border. They don't want you to see it. Now, one reason why this is going on is that Obama may feel that if he just brings in a whole flood of immigrants and spreads them all across the country, There's no way they can be rounded up and deported. And the Congress will have to vote through his amnesty and citizenship bill, his immigration reform, where they're going to make them all instant citizens, all instant potential soldiers, all instant taxpayers to try and bail the U.S. government out from this overprinting of Treasury bonds and probably instant Democratic voters. Or remember when Obama was talking about he wanted a domestic security force that was equal to the U.S. Army? This may be it, because we know a lot of these young men are now being housed on these reactivated U.S. Army bases. If there was a violent uprising in this country, and I hope there won't be, I'm working toward that, but Obama could go to these kids on these Army bases, hand them all these guns and hollow point ammunition they've been buying and saying, "You sick them, go on out." Because these immigrants aren't empathetic or sympathetic to the American people. They're envious. They see us as a problem. They blame us for the evils in their own countries caused by the U.S. government. There's potentially a huge military force being built in our midst. And remember when King Charles I of Britain brought the Scots down into Britain to try and tamp down his subjects. That was the crime for which he was eventually beheaded. Now, here's the kicker. This story is being reported in the local media all over Texas. It was picked up by Infowars.com. An ICE whistleblower is confirming that a lot of these people coming across the border into the country are infected with infectious, highly contagious tuberculosis. Now, I remember when I was a kid and tuberculosis was still a major problem. We all had to have tests and vaccine. I had to get a tuberculosis test to teach over here at the University of Hawaii. And it makes sense. These are people who can't afford medical treatment for their illnesses in their own country, so they hop across the border and they get free medical care courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer. So after these illegals are over the border, they're being bused to Arizona, flown to Boston, flown to California, sent up into the Dakotas, Montana. And in this rush to create an influx of illegal immigrants to force the issue of amnesty, Obama is exposing the entire American population to tuberculosis. And I'm sure the medical industrial complex are already gleefully rubbing their hands together at how much money they're going to make treating a resurgence of tuberculosis. But if another government did that to the United States, poured immigrants across the border carrying infectious diseases, it would be declared an act of biological warfare. All righty. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Obi in Colorado. Aloha, Obi. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a question for you. In lieu of Dick Cheney saying that they actually need another 9/11 attack, but much more severe, how do we know how many nuclear weapons were in the Ukraine? Because when the Ukraine had its problems, I noticed they got in there and got the 30 tons of gold out that they had real quick. Did they have any nuclear weapons that might be missing?
No, because I believe that when the Ukraine broke away from Russia and moved to the West, part of that deal involved Ukraine surrendering its nuclear weapons. I don't think they have any. I could be wrong on that. But Ukraine wouldn't need a nuclear weapon. We have at least one accounted for nuclear weapon floating around the United States of America from that strange situation with the bomber that had armed nuclear cruise missiles on its wing pylons flying from Manoa Air Base. And when it arrived where it was going and was finally called down, there were only five. It's entirely possible that Israel has built a couple of clandestine nuclear warheads inside the United States of America, because when Israel first began building their nuclear arsenal, they got their weapons-grade uranium from here in the United States of America through this scandal involving a company called NUMEC. And once you have that weapons-grade uranium, building an actual uranium bomb is actually kind of simple. You know, it's just take two subcritical masses of weapons-grade uranium, slap them together, they go bang. That's the secret of the uranium bomb. And, of course, for somebody wanting to do a false flag, you know, Israel could take one of their unaccounted for, uninspected nuclear bombs and bring it across that border from Mexico.
Okay, I mean, that was my main point, is I do think they're planting a false flag in this country, and I do think it's going to be nuclear because they want something big. So, you know, I'm trying to, you know, put the pieces of the puzzle together and figure out, okay, well, this is where they're getting this stuff. But, you know, it was just a question. But, you know, I think you're on the same page as I am, as that is in somebody's plan somewhere.
Well, they're telegraphing it, you know, with Dianne Feinstein out there saying Americans are going to be killed by, and it could be nuclear, but it could also be anthrax. Remember that weird story that came out last week where CDC was playing with weaponized anthrax and some 70, 80 people were accidentally exposed? Okay, why are they playing with this stuff? Now, we've been brainwashed over the years to think about, you know, anthrax is a weapon of terror, and actually it isn't. It's a battlefield weapon, and the reason it was developed as a battlefield weapon has to do with an aspect called secondary communicability. What gives you inhalation anthrax, which is the part that will kill you, just on your skin, can be treated very easily. But if you inhale the spores and they take root in your lung, you will become very, very ill. But you are not contagious to those around you. So the reason anthrax was developed as a battlefield weapon is they could incapacitate the soldiers on a battlefield and not have the risk of a runaway contagion spreading through the general population. And that aspect of it makes it a very poor weapon for terrorists, because to affect a large crowd, you got to have airplanes and sprayers and all the rest of it. Real terrorists would use a highly infectious agent that has high secondary communicability, so their targeted population does the work of spreading the illness for them. But we have been hearing all this talk about anthrax, and if they don't go with a nuclear bomb, what they might do is dust a few cities with anthrax, so it feels like the terror attack is everywhere, coming to a neighborhood near you, and try and get us back onto the war agenda that way.
Okay, Michael, that was my point, and I'll let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Hillary Clinton is doing her tour across the country. She's got her nice little bus there. She's trying to rally sales for her books. It's not doing very well. It's pretty much a disaster. We'll be talking about Hillary and her attacks on the independent media after we come back from the top of the hour segment.